You say, why would God have Abraham do that to Isaac? Here's why. Because one day the Lord Jesus Christ would come down on this earth, the only begotten of his father. He would go to Mount Moriah. He would die. And then guess what? He would also become a burnt sacrifice. Amen. This is something that people don't believe today. Today people will negate this doctrine in the Bible, but the Bible says in Acts 2:31, he seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ. Are you there? Acts 2:31. That his soul, talking about the resurrection of Christ, was not left in where? What's it say? Hell. Says that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. The Bible teaches very clearly that when Jesus died on the cross, his body did not see corruption. His body was buried, but the Bible says his soul went down to hell. He became a burnt sacrifice. And today you got people saying, Jesus did not go to hell when he died. And they'll teach the, you know, this dispensational theology. I was telling my wife, here very soon, I'm going to preach an entire sermon called Dispensing with Dispensational Theology. Because dispensational theology is just the stupid thread that brings all these dumb doctrines together. And dispensational theology today that has came into the independent fundamental Baptist movement will teach people, no, when the Bible says in Acts 2:31 that Jesus went to hell, he actually went, hell there means paradise. It means Abraham's bosom. And they talk about it's like this nice place in hell. Well, you know, excuse me for being King James only, because I'm pretty sure if God wanted to say that he went to a nice resort, he would have said that. Amen. He used the word hell because we all know what hell means. And here's what's interesting. If I have to die and go to hell to pay for my sins, if I choose to reject Christ, then how is it that Jesus would pay for my sins without going to hell himself? The punishment for my sins is not a physical debt. I mean, if all Jesus did was die physically, then he didn't do it. He didn't take my punishment. Because look, we're all going to die. Even saved people die. What he saved me from was hell. Amen. So guess what? He went to hell. And the Bible teaches that he was in hell. And he suffered the punishment for your sins. And we'll talk about that another day, because I don't have time to develop that. There's a whole other thing there. But I want you to notice this. Isaac was told to be a burnt sacrifice. Why? Because Jesus was a burnt sacrifice. A reference to hell. Go back.